Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of December 2018, and this is the 928th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting on something, some sort of outlet. It's a bit of concrete with a metal top, perhaps electricity, perhaps something else. I'm outside a surgery where I've just been had a consultation, and whoops, sorry, it's not a very secure thing I'm sitting on. I just need to concentrate and turn around a bit. Nor is it a very beautiful spot. I'm sort of on a road. But I just really didn't want to wait in a waiting room with lots of people who were sneezing. So I thought it would be healthier to be outside. And also that I could do a Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm going to be picked up here, but it may be a little while. And I've got a book. But yes, first I wanted to say hello to you. It was very interesting having a consultation in French. I think I could have asked some more pertinent questions, but I think I got what I came for, except looking at the script, he hasn't quite got my name right, but I'm just hoping that that's not going to be a problem. I was very, very lucky to be able to get into the surgery at all, so I'm not going to start being nitpicking about what I've got. Anyway, I'm here, it's happened, and now I just need to sit here while somebody else is doing my shopping for me, so I'm really being treated very well. So every Tuesday is the day that the van comes into Carcassonne and picks up people from the railway station or drops them off at the railway station or the airport, and everyone does their weekly shopping. But when we came in this morning, the shops were closed because they closed for 2 hours over lunch, which is the most civilized arrangement I can imagine. So I went and had a fabulous lunch with two other residents at the retreat. It felt very leisurely. In fact, it was so leisurely we nearly didn't get back, even though we hadn't done any shopping, to the pickup point. But there's something really important about everything being closed, so there was no sense that you need to hurry through your meal, that it's completely pointless to hurry a meal. In fact, nobody providing the meal has any sense of urgency either. And it was really lovely, and I feel very full. I won't need any supper. And it was nice to have a bit of a change of scene, although when I woke up this morning I was feeling much more energized to write. Now, whether that was simply because I knew I wouldn't have to and that I was going to be in Carcassonne, or whether there was really quite a shift, my foot felt much better, although now it's pretty swollen again after quite a lot of walking and not having had anywhere to put my foot up to rest it. So I think it still needs quite a lot of care. But he thought I would be fit to fly when I leave here, which is good. It's only an hour or something, 1.5 hours. So it's not as if I'm going back to Australia, but it would have been a real nuisance if I had to do that journey by train. It would have been much, much harder for me negotiating Paris and yeah, the ferry. Although, no, I guess it's not a ferry, is it? It's the Eurostar. It would have gone underneath. Anyway, it is much simpler for me to be put on a plane one end and to be picked up from a plane the other. I'm quite pleased. One of the people who left today has left a book behind, and I'd picked it up yesterday to read, and she'd said she wanted to put an inscription for the people at the retreat, and I realised I hadn't given it back to her and until we were in the car. So she wrote the inscription in the car, and they gave the book back to me, which has meant that I've had something I've wanted to read in the waiting room, and now on my little stoop. It's called Draft Number 4, and it's by John McPhee, and it's on the writing process, so it's exactly the sort of thing to get me going again. It's looking at non-fiction rather than fiction, but one of the things I've got on my little list of intentions is to look at this essay I've been asked to write, which I haven't really quite got my head around. But we'll see which thing it is. I also got lots of post-it notes today, so I can do a bit of sorting and organising and stick the notes onto my wall so that I can do a bit of structuring there, either for the novel or for the essay or both. Just realised that I'm sitting next to a rosemary bush, so I think I'm going to pick some, because I've got a sweet potato which would be rather nice roasted with some rosemary. Yeah, it's lovely, so I'm going to take a few branches of it. Yum. It smells fantastic. Nothing like a bit of foraging. There, that's in my bag. Well, I think I'm going to slowly finish this podcast. It's a bit noisy and it's a bit weird doing the podcast here without actually doing any walking or doing anything particularly interesting except sitting and just being and just smiling at people in cars. Anyway, I do want to have I do want to have completed this before the people van comes. I just thought it might be them just now, but it's a truck. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you're about to, that you're able to engage with whatever's most important to you, and that you're able to spend some time in the outside world, or with the outside world, or with some form of nature inside that world, even if it is next to a rosemary bush on the edge of a road. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again very soon.